In the U.S., the Bush administration has emphasized it's targeting not just Osama bin Laden, but also his top commanders. NPR's Melissa Block reports on just who those lieutenants are.
Wherever Osama bin Laden is, he's believed to have with him a tight cadre of commanders. They're men who've been allied with him since they fought together against the Soviet Army in Afghanistan in the 1980s. In the words of one U.S. intelligence official, when he moves, they move. Though now, for security reasons, they likely won't travel together. Photographs taken of bin Laden in his Afghan hideouts indicate who's in charge. Bin Laden sits in the center. On his immediate right is Ayman al-Zawahiri, said to be his second in command and his main ideologue. And on his left, Mohammed Attaf, also known as Abu Hafs al-Masri. He's reputed to be the military commander. Both are Egyptian.
They're the ones that have basically brought the most violent and most carefully planned terrorist operations to Al-Qaeda.
Vincent Canestrero is former chief of CIA counterterrorism operations.
Zawahiri has brought this kind of expertise to Al-Qaeda, which before his arrival was more just the famous phrase, a loosely affiliated group of like-minded terrorists. It has brought centralized command and control to it. Mohammed Attaf executes these operations. Zawahiri helps conceptualize them, and bin Laden presides over the entire movement.
Ayman al-Zawahiri is 50 years old. Photos show him with a round face and glasses. He comes from a prominent Egyptian family of doctors and scholars. He's a surgeon by training and the author of books on Islamic movements. Gilles Kepel studies political Islam at the Institute for Political Studies in Paris.
Ayman al-Zawahiri was probably one of the most learned of those who went to Afghanistan. He was a member of one of the first radical Islamist movements in the Middle East, the Egyptian one, and due to that, he has a great prestige.
Zawahiri was imbued with radical Islam by the time he was 15 when he was arrested for belonging to the outlawed Egyptian fundamentalist group, the Muslim Brotherhood. He helped found Islamic Jihad, the group which assassinated Egyptian President Anwar Sadat in 1981. Zawahiri served 3 years in prison for his role in that plot, then left Egypt for Afghanistan. Zawahiri remained head of Islamic Jihad, which was blamed for an assassination attempt against President Hosni Mubarak, for the 1995 bombing of the Egyptian embassy in Pakistan, and for the 1997 massacre of foreign tourists in Luxor. Zawahiri was tried in absentia by an Egyptian court and sentenced to death. Bin Laden's operations chief, Mohammed Attaf, or Abu Hafs, is another veteran of the Afghan wars. According to court testimony from an al-Qaeda defector, Attaf is the emir of bin Laden's military committee. Again, former CIA analyst Vincent Canestrero.
He's the one relied upon by bin Laden and Zawahiri to execute the plans that are formulated by them. He's the general. He commands the field generals, the ones in Pakistan, the ones in Europe. All orders flow out from Mohammed Attaf.
Earlier this year, in a symbolic knitting of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda group with Islamic Jihad, one of Mohammed Attaf's daughters married one of bin Laden's sons. Videotape of that wedding was broadcast on an Arab satellite channel. The aims of the Jihad group and al-Qaeda are also tightly entwined. Mohammed Salah is a journalist in Cairo for the London-based newspaper Al-Hayat. He's interviewed bin Laden's deputy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, twice by email and fax.
He said that the United States is an enemy to the Muslims and to the Arabs because American policy in Middle East and all over the world is against Islam and against Arab people. But he didn't say to me that he will attack any American targets or something like that.
That would come later. Egyptian Jihad and al-Qaeda officially merged in 1998. In a statement issued that year, the Jihad group warned Americans to, quote, brace themselves for a ferocious long war. The statement continued, if the remains of the Americans are scattered and if the planes carry coffins to them containing a mixture of charred parts of their criminals, they should blame no one but themselves. Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.